Good day, it's Thursday, October 10th, 2024, and this is Paige Estritori with your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive right into the top stories affecting consumers and businesses this week. Our first story aptly showcases the spirit of innovation in insurance as 360 Underwriting Solutions launches a promising new product, 360 School Fee Protect. This product, backed by Lloyd's Syndicate 4444 and Canopius Managing Agents, provides financial resilience to independent schools, presenting a cushion against unpaid fees due to unforeseen circumstances like job loss, accidental death, or disability. Dennis Morrissey, the founder, sells this as not just financial assurance, but a facilitator of uninterrupted education. This valuable safety net resonates with 360's mission to make a difference through creative solutions for modern educational financing. Moving on, an intriguing saga unfolded, shedding light on travel insurance complexities. A traveler made a triumphant claim of $6,300 after his bag housing luxury items was stolen abroad. Initially, the claim was denied by HDI Global Specialty, citing their policy did not cover unattended belongings. However, it turned out this was no ordinary insurance dispute. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority fought back, arguing that the traveler had not been negligent and that the insurer's interpretation was overly restrictive. This has sparked thoughtful discussion on the need for transparent terms in insurance agreements. This case is an eye-opener, presenting transparency as an urgent necessity in insurance policies to negate such disagreements in the future. The discourse on transparency spills over into our last story, reflecting the current state of insurance broking. The Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee has vocalized a plea for greater transparency in broker remuneration for small businesses. Noise over the rollback of NIBA's 2022 code revision has mounted momentum for norms exceeding legal obligations. As the dialogue unfurls, looming code reviews are on the horizon, with the key concern being to balance broker contributions and uphold small business trust. Thank you for joining for this week's roundup of news. For more information on personal and business insurance, head over to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estritori, signing off until next week. Stay tuned, stay informed.